Welcome to PR After Hours, your twice weekly cocktail of business, PR, and marketing tips hosted by me, Alex Greenwood. Every week, we bring you virtual happy hours featuring business advice from entrepreneurs and leading thinkers in PR, marketing, and business. We're going to get started in just a moment, so stick with us.
Hi, this is Angelo Ponzi, the host of the Business Growth Cafe podcast, and you're listening to PR After Hours.
You know, there was a reason I started my own business almost a dozen years ago. There's lots of reasons, but one of the reasons was to live life on my own terms. And that's why when I heard about the guest we have today, and his whole strategy in business is to achieve, or most of his strategy at least, is to achieve that very goal for himself. And now he's offering it, of course, to clients. And that's why I'm excited to welcome Nitzan Mosery. He is the host of the Traveling Investor Show. He speaks about how to invest in multi-unit apartment buildings in order to create passive income, retire early, and, as I said, live life on your own terms. So let's find out what this is all about. Nitzan Mosery, welcome to PR After Hours.
Thank you, Al. It's a pleasure to be here.
So this, you know what, I don't think it'd be fair to start talking about what you do now until we discuss what brought you to this point. You have kind of an interesting backstory, don't you?
So, you know, I'm first generation American. My parents came over from Israel. They wanted a better life for their kids and for their family. So they came to the promised land, America, where, you know, opportunities were golden, and this is where you could have and, you know, do whatever you want and no one's going to look at you, right? You put in the hours, you put in the time, you put in the effort, you'll get rewarded for it. So I grew up in, you know, with that family mindset. My father, my mother always, you know, drilled it into our minds when we were kids that anybody with a piece of land that they own free and clear is probably the richest person on the planet, because, you know, you have that land. Nobody can do, you know, nobody can take it away from you. Nobody can do anything. You can rent it. You can lease it. You can build on it. You can do whatever you want with it. It's yours. And that's kind of the mentality that I grew up in. And, you know, in that family, my parents always wanted to push me to go to college because they never did. And they thought that was, you know, back in those days in the 70s and whatnot, that's what you did, right? Go to school, get the education, go to college, get, you know, get a good job, sit at a desk for the next 40 or 50 years building somebody else's empire.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you're left for maybe 5 to 10 years of your life at the end to live it.
Yeah.
That never sat well with me, you know. Not only did it not sit well with me, but I don't understand how you can ask an 18-year-old to study or sit for the next 4 years and study something that they're going to do for the rest of their lives. When I was 18, I had no idea what I wanted to do.
Right.
When I was 40 or 50. You know, when I was 18, the only thing I, you know, the only things that I knew that I wanted was to go out and meet women and, you know, chicks at the time, right? They weren't really
right.
Women, they were other 18-year-old girls.
Right.
And party. That's the only thing I knew. Everything else I had no idea, because I didn't know who I was. I didn't know right. why I was on this planet. I didn't know what life was, you know, why we were living here.
Right.
So to ask somebody at the age of 18 to go out and to make that decision, that kind of, you know, that still seems crazy to me. Right. I have a 15-year-old daughter, and I look at her and I, you know, I'm not going to ask her today to decide what she's going to do when she's 30. That's crazy.
Right.
So I, you know, I, at the age of 18, I went back to Israel where my family's from. I did a little short stunt in the military, and then I came back, and yeah, I went into college. I did 4 years, I think even maybe 5 years, but I never graduated because I was too busy partying. Yeah, I got my bachelor's and my master's in partying 101. But then at the age of 25, my father passed away. And that kind of threw me for a big loop, right? A downward spiral. I said, well, you know, look at this guy, right? He's been working since he was 8 years old, 9 years old, busted his ass his entire life, built up an empire, worked. He had a great lifestyle, but he worked because that's, you know, he wanted to build something for his family. And then he passed away, and that kind of threw me down, and I didn't understand what life was all about.
Right.
So I started drinking heavily and partying heavily, even more than I did. And I was working on Wall Street at the time because, hey, you know, when you're in New York, you know, be a stockbroker, right? They make millions of dollars, and it's all about the money. Go after the money. If you have the money, you're going to be happy. Well, at the age of 25, 26, 27, thank God I had a good bank account. I had nice income coming in. Thanks to my father for setting us up with a little bit of real estate. I was working with my brothers. I was working on Wall Street. So finances weren't an issue, thank God, at that time. So what was I left to do at the age of 27? Right now, my father passed away. I didn't have any vision. I didn't have any reason for living. I didn't have anything. Money wasn't the option anymore. And then I decided to move to Israel, and I kind of lost all of my income, lost everything. And I moved to Israel without any money. And I just hung out in Tel Aviv for about a year, doing odd jobs, working different little construction here, little things there. But I was happy because I was living life on my terms. I was doing what I wanted to do. I wasn't forced to go and study law or study, you know, accounting or be a lawyer or be an accountant or be this or be that. I wasn't listening to what other people were telling me to do with my life. Right? I was doing what I wanted. And then I went traveling. I continued traveling for about 6 years where, again, I learned about myself. I was put in front of different experiences and challenges and obstacles that I had to figure out, well, how do I want to react towards this? How do I want to behave in this type of situation? And when you're put in front of situations and challenges and you know, problems, so to speak, that you've never encountered before, that's when you learn about yourself, right? Yeah. I found myself many times without any money, without any shelter, without any food. My bags were stolen. I didn't have any clothes. I didn't have anything. And I was kind of homeless in a foreign country. And I had to stay in that country for 6 months living, you know, under a tree because I didn't have any money and I didn't have any clothes. But I also knew that I didn't want to beg for money. I wasn't going out there and begging. So I had to figure out, how can I make money, right? I learned massage therapy. I learned Reiki. I learned how to make jewelry just to be able to feed myself so I wouldn't have to stand on the corner and beg for money. Make a long story short, you know, traveling, things got better. You know, I started making some more money. I started working in the massage and Reiki field and whatnot, and jewelry and so forth. And I learned how to make really nice jewelry. So I sell it for more, and my Reiki sessions, I was charging more and so forth. So I was able to do that and continue traveling around the world. But again, learning about myself, learning about life, learning about the universal laws. You know, people say, well, you know, there's millions of ways that things can happen. There is, but there are a handful of universal laws that work for everybody.
Hmm.
And it doesn't matter if you're a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer, a musician, you know, whatever you want to do in life, there are universal laws that if we connect with those laws and with those ways of doing things, then anything that we want in life, we can manifest and achieve. We just have to follow that setup. And I learned that, you know, traveling the world, meeting people, going to different places and different, you know, countries and experiencing these things. And then I met my wife while traveling, and we settled back in Israel, had two daughters. And then in the crash of 08, I told my wife, I said, you know, this would be a good time for us to get back into real estate. You know, let's continue moving. We were two big hippies. I had dreadlocks down below my butt and long hair, and she was a hippie and, you know, the whole thing. And so we decided to move back to the States. And I told her, I said, look, anywhere on continental US except for California and New York. Born and raised in New York City, don't want to go back there. California, you know, I've been there, traveled there. That's, you know, you have everywhere else but those two places. So we decided on Florida because I have a friend here. She liked it. She's from Europe, palm trees, sand, beaches. It was perfect. So we moved to Florida. We bought our house. We got a great deal on it. And we said we would live in the house for a year, renovate it, flip it, and then continue on our hippie ways and travel and continue living life, you know, as hippies do.
Right.
Next thing I know, my oldest daughter is turning 3 years old. So we put her into Montessori school. And then I was flipping a house here and then another house here and another house here. And next thing I know, I've got a business going of flipping houses and I was doing great, low-hanging fruit. Then the shift changed and I saw a lot of people coming into that world, into the flipping world, and I saw the end. So as any good chess player, right, you got to look 10, 15, 20 moves ahead.
Right.
So I was looking and I said, okay, I see the end. It's not going to be, it's not going to be pretty. It's going to be hard, right? What can I do? Now, again, I'm very lazy. I don't like to work. I want to do something once and have it pay me over and over again so I can live life on my terms.
Right.
What can do that? And, you know, knowing my history in rentals from New York and whatnot and having our properties, I said, all right, I want to get some rental income. I had a couple of single family homes that I'd bought that I'd renovated and was renting those out. But as I found out very quickly, if the AC goes out or if I need to replace the roof or something goes out, my profit for the rental at the end of the year would be eaten up by all of the repairs and maintenance. So how could I, there's got to be a better way. And then I heard someone talking about apartments, you know, duplexes, quads, 10 units, 100 units and so forth. I said, that's great, but I don't have $1 million to buy a 10-unit property. How am I going to do that?
Right.
And also, I remember when I was living in New York City, walking down the street, looking at all these huge buildings, going, who has that kind of money to build and to own these? How many multi-millionaires are on this planet? What are they doing that I'm not doing? Right. And then I found a person, a mentor who was teaching me. And I grew up having many mentors. You know, one of my earlier mentors told me, find someone who has what you want, do what they did, and you'll get what they got. So great. I found a couple of people that had what I wanted. I started looking at what they were doing. I was reading about them, where they started from, what they did. And I started implementing their strategies. And, you know, I bought a fourplex up about a half hour from where I live in West Palm Beach. And I did everything that they told me not to do. Don't buy in a gang-infested neighborhood. Well, guess what? That's where I bought. Don't buy with drug dealers and prostitutes in your property. Well, guess what? I guess who were my tenants? So that was the property. When they paid rent, it cash flowed beautifully because I bought it out of foreclosure. But I bought it in the wrong neighborhood, in the wrong place, with the wrong tenants and wrong this. But again, these are obstacles and challenges that I learned from that gave me the basis to be successful down the road. And then I sold that property and I said, okay, now I've got to go out and I've got a network to find people that have money that can help me buy bigger properties. And I started networking and traveling the country and meeting people and learning how to raise capital from investors to fund my deals. And one step led to another. And here I am today, thank God, knock on wood, you know, I just had two closings where I sold two properties, two apartment complexes on the outskirts of Atlanta. We've got more properties going on and it's just been an incredible ride. And with that, I've learned that I'm not coming from an ego perspective where I'm, you know, banging on my chest going, hey, look at me, look what I did. You know, now I can teach people. From early on, I've always believed that we are on this planet where we're spiritual beings having a human experience on this planet. But we can't have that experience if we're sitting behind a desk, if we're struggling and worrying, you know, I only made $2,000 last month, but our bills are $3,000. What are we going to pay? What are we not going to pay? How much food can we have on the table? We can't go on vacation. You know, that kind of worrying sucks. I know I've been there. Right? Do I take the subway to work today or do I eat lunch? Right? Do I walk 80 blocks and have money for lunch and then walk 80 blocks home and maybe grab a Wendy's burger on the way? Right? That was having those thoughts, really, you cannot be a positive force for humanity when you're constantly worrying about your bills and where you're going to get the money from and where, you know, how your kid's going to survive and all these things. You cannot do positive in the world. And my goal is to help 1 billion people reach financial freedom so that they can live life on their terms, so that they can be a positive force and go out there and do good for other people. That's why I created my coaching program, because it's not only about real estate, but it's about changing the mindset, changing the voice that's inside of you that shows you that you can do it. You can do whatever it is you want. All you got to do is follow a couple simple steps that we were never taught in kindergarten, preschool, in elementary school, in middle school, high. We're never taught these universal laws. We're taught to comply. We're taught to get a job. We're taught to pay your taxes. Well, you know what? How come no one ever taught me that if I have a rental property, I can do what's called a cost segregation report, and then I can depreciate all the different items differently, right? If a window depreciates in 5 years, why should I wait 27 years to depreciate it? Why don't I do that now and get that write-off on my taxes now, so I don't have to pay as much taxes legally? This is all legal, but we're never taught that in school. We're never taught that I can pay my daughter up to $12,000 a year, I believe it is, where she doesn't have to declare, or $4,000 or $5,000, whatever it is. She doesn't have to declare on her taxes income, but I can write that off as an expense on my taxes. We're never taught that. We're just taught, go get a job, take your paycheck, which take your paycheck, go deposit it, and then at the end of the year, go to your CPA, and he'll just do a couple, or she'll do a couple of things, and maybe you'll get $1,000 refund. That's not a way to live. So that's kind of, that's where, that's been my journey, where I've come and why I'm here today.
Yeah, well, it sounds to me like, you're talking a lot about not just the actual real estate, but the real estate between your ears, establishing some thought processes that, as you said, most people are not brought up in. I do believe that a lot of the wealthy, the wealthiest people in the country, a lot of them, it's because they inherited it, but originally somebody did something to make that money. But I think you're right. And I think that the kind of the Maslow's hierarchy of needs, when you're so busy just worrying about basic food and shelter and paying your bills, all you can do is spin those wheels. You cannot necessarily, as you said, be a force for positivity and good on the planet, because you're just too busy trying to stay alive, right? So I can appreciate that, and I respect that, and I think your journey's fascinating. We've all had our things in our lives, but to be in a basically a foreign country with the shirt on your back, and then that's amazing. That really is. That's that kind of grit. You don't see that a lot these days. So Nitsan, let's talk a little bit about what you're offering. I'd like to hear about this. Is you've got a system, right? Is that something you're offering to help train people and help them figure things out?
Sure, absolutely. I have a system together. I have my coaching mentoring program. So, if somebody, I have group sessions where we put people together in groups, and we feed off of each other. So that's one way of doing it. I also, people say, listen, I don't like to work in a group setting. I like one-on-one with you, just, going. I have that as well. But I walk people through a process, right? So the first process is, which many people, I'm not saying everyone, but many people never stop to think about, what kind of life do I want to live, right? I call it living by default. People are born, they're great. Born into the family that they're born into, right? They're educated through the educational system that their parents think is best for them, or they, the parents just don't care, go to public school, whatever it is. And we're just, rolling through life, right? Not thinking about, do I have any control over this? Who, what's going on? And I was talking to somebody the other day, and I said, we can think about life two ways. Right? Life is like a river. Okay. It's always flowing. It's moving, right? There's many obstacles. So you've got rocks in the water. You've got animals in the water. You've got bushes, rough waters, calm waters, but it's flowing. It's constantly flowing. So there's two ways you can navigate life. You can take your boat, you can put it on the river of life without an oar, and you can just say, wherever I go, that's where I go. And that's awesome. And I've lived that way, and I travel that way many years as well, right? Wherever it goes, whatever happens to me, so be it. I'm just going to accept it and just roll with the punches and move on with it, right? If I get, if it takes me to the left bank of the river, the right bank of the river, if my boat turns over, capsizes, so be it. That's what it is, right? Wherever I end up, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
There's the other way of doing it is you get on that same river, same canoe, same boat, but now you've got an oar. And you're going, you know what? I want to go there. The river, the life is taking me, it's throwing me all these different things, but I'm going to navigate myself through these waters exactly where I want to go. Many of us never realize that we can have control over our lives. We're just thrown into a situation and, you know, that's it. There it is, right? Our parents keep telling us from when we're young, what do you want to be when you grow up? What do you want to be? Well, I already am. What do you mean, what do I want to be? Right? That psychological thing that we put into kids' heads. What do you mean, what do I want to be? Do I have to be something? I thought I am. I'm me. Right? So when you start working with me, the first thing we'll do is we'll say, okay, first of all, who are you? Well, I'm a father, I'm a brother, I'm a son, I'm a friend, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a salesperson, whatever it is. Then I ask my clients, what kind of lifestyle do you want to have?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not who do you want to be, because you already are you.
Right.
What kind of lifestyle do you want?
Right.
You want to, and they say, well, I want money. Well, that again, right? We have to be specific in things.
Right.
We have to be very, very specific. And I laugh because, and I make a joke with my clients. I say, when I was younger, I always said, when I grow up, I just want to be surrounded by beautiful women, right? Thinking, oh, yeah, women. Well, guess what, right? The universe has a very funny way of making things happen. So I am now surrounded every single day by three beautiful women, my wife and two daughters.
Well done.
Hey. So you have to be very specific in what you want, right? Saying I want money or I want nice cars or I want to be, yeah, that doesn't work. Okay.
Yeah.
You have to be extremely specific. So what kind of lifestyle do you want? Well, how many days a week do you want to work? How many hours a week do you want to work? What is it that you want to do? What kind of person do you want to be in the sense, are you a anxious person? Are you a calm person? Are you a person who helps other people, right? How do you walk through life? How, you know, what kind of house do you want? Well, I want a 4,500 square foot home. I want a modern looking house overlooking the intercoastal in Boca Raton, Fort Lauderdale. I want to have, this is the type of furniture that I want. I would like to have a Maserati. I'd like to have a Jaguar. That doesn't interest me. I just want a nice car, you know, a Prius that'll take me from A to B. Whatever it is, it doesn't make a difference what it is. You have to be specific. What color car do you want? What kind of clothes do you want? Are you happy with the way you look, right? Do you want to shave? Do you want to dye your hair? Do you want to lose weight? Do you like to, you know, do you see somebody wearing an outfit that you're like, wow, I would love to be the type of person that could wear that type of clothes? Well, then what do you need to do to make that happen? So we talk a lot about lifestyle, right? If you have a family, how many times a year would you like to go on vacation? What type of vacations do you want to go on with your family, right? There are some people that have never left this country,
right?
Never. They've never left their little circle of you know, their 10-mile radius of where they live, right?
Yeah.
So what is that, right? Great. So now that we've worked and we've identified your lifestyle, okay, what do we need? How can we create that lifestyle through real estate investing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, a lot of people say, well, how do I do that? How do I buy real estate? How do I invest? How do I get people to fund my deals? How? And I've learned that question, how, is very deceiving, because a lot of people, when they get to the how, they're going, well, I have no idea how. And that's
right.
Where they stop.
Yeah.
That's where their journey ends and their dreams die, at how. So I say, why don't we switch those three little letters that can kill your dream? And instead of asking how, let's ask who. Who can help me achieve my goals and achieve my dreams and achieve my lifestyle? Who can help me? Well, what is it you want to do? Well, I want to buy a single family home and do short-term rental vacation on it. I don't know how to do that. Okay, well, maybe I don't know either. I don't know how. Why don't we find someone who is doing it? Why don't we listen and learn from them, and then we'll figure out the ways to do it, right? So who do I need? Well, I need maybe a realtor that can find me the houses, that can find me the short-term rentals. Who do I need? I need maybe an interior designer that can help me design the area. who else do I need? Well, who's going to clean the property for me when new guests come? Well, I guess I need cleaning people. Who's going to take all the calls and help book all that? Well, I don't know. Are there companies out there that'll do that? So by asking the question, who, you're transforming your entire thought process instead of going, how? Here are the steps that we need to accomplish to achieve your goals. Let's figure out who can help us step by step accomplish that. And now you've got a team that you've written down that you can help or that can help you achieve your goal. Let's go find these people or these companies that can help you achieve your goal. So it is a process that we walk through. And my goal is to help people get into their first deal, into their first real estate deal.
Yeah, it sounds to me like what you're doing too. You know, you're taking a lot of this mystery, which is anxiety causing, which shuts people down, a lot of people down immediately, right? But you're putting a team around them. You're helping them identify a team, and many hands make for lighter work. And all that. So I see that, and I hate to cut us off, but we're about out of time. But I just I guess the next thing to do though, if people are interested in learning more, where do they go, Nitzan, to learn more about what you can offer them, and how can they get in touch with you?
Sure, absolutely. So my coaching website is www.traveling-investor.com. So my goal is to teach people how to become traveling investors so you can travel the world and invest at the same time. My email is success@traveling-investor.com. You can also, you see here behind me, this is my investment company, Cornerstone Investment Partners.
Right.
You can check out my website there. That's www.investwithcip.com. And you can reach me through my websites.
And we're going to put all those links in the show notes, which are available at prafterhours.com and probably in your little podcast app. But sometimes those links don't work. So fear not, folks. Don't worry about it. Just go to prafterhours.com and we'll make sure that you have these links to Nitzan Mosery's websites and more. And we've just scratched the surface, folks. I just knew if we could just tell your story and get out there what you've went through, and then they can say, oh my gosh, okay, this guy not only came up with something, he lived it. And this is the byproduct of your experiences and how you decided not to just be adrift on the river of life, but you're actually paddling in the direction you wish to go. I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you the last word here as we wrap it up here in the virtual lounge.
Thank you, Alex. Well, I just want to tell people, one of the things that I've learned is to trust in the universe. Trust that you are where you are today for a reason, but you don't have to stay there. It's up to you to make the change.
You know, folks, I'm going to tell you something. When I get publicists or people asking to be on the show, you know, and I see real estate, I'm telling you, though, I often move past it because that's not really our focus here. The reason I wanted Nitzan to come on the show is because real estate is a means to an end, which is to live life on your own terms. And I really respect that. So again, the traveling investor, it's a multifamily apartment building investor, coach, and mentor, Nitzan Mosery is. He's also the CEO and co-founder of Cornerstone Investment Partners. Check the show notes for links. And again, Nitzan Mosery, thanks for joining us here in the virtual lounge.
Thank you, Alex. It's been a pleasure. I enjoyed it.
Oh, you know what that means? Looks like it's last call here at your virtual lounge for PR news, views, and interviews. Don't forget, you can ask me a question anytime. You can do it through our Twitter account, which is @OursPR. Or, even better, you can send me a message vocally. I would love to hear your voice, and I'll answer it on the show. There's a link in the show notes. All you have to do is sign up through Anchor FM. It's free, doesn't take long. And you record your message, I get the message, I will play your audio, just give me your first name and the city you live in, and then I will answer the question to the best of my ability right here on the show. Don't forget too, if you're enjoying this podcast, you can support it and help increase the frequency and value of the show. Just consider being a sponsor for your brand or your agency or just yourself because you're like, I like this show. Or just drop a few coins in the virtual tip jar. Either way, there's links in the show notes. Please check that out. All of that, of course, being in the show notes where you're listening right now or at prafterhours.com. I see that they're turning up the lights. Last call is over, and I've got to clean up this virtual lounge. And until next time, I'm Alex Greenwood, and you've been listening to PR After Hours on Anchor FM.